Lowe'sPlumbing.com today.
The countdown's on for the midterm elections. Who's in and who looks like they're out, baby? On both sides of the aisle, Democrats and the Republicans. Remember, all the House seats are up and 37 Senate seats are up for grabs. Rahm Emanuel packing his bags. He's out this week at the White House. Does he really have a prayer of winning the big office in Chicago? Plus, we rack what happened in the NFL during Sports Shorts. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, Coast to Coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. But right at the top, oh, my God, Los Angeles is on fire. It must be like living right there on the face of the sun. One of my best buddies and an L.A. executive, Annie Zidarovich, joins us right off the bat. I'm sure she is sweltering. 113 degrees in downtown Los Angeles. Of course, she wouldn't be caught dead in downtown L.A., but in the tonier parts, it was still pretty darn hot as well. Hello, Annie.
How you doing, Kate? It's kind of sweltering here. It was about 109 in the shade today, and yes, I wouldn't be caught dead in downtown, but it broke the record from like 1877, since before Little House on the Prairie days, they kept track of the heat. It was 113 in downtown L.A. Even the homeless people took shelter.
Wow, no kidding. Because that's the attraction to living in Los Angeles. Is that, Annie, is that all anybody talked about all day long in your office? Was everybody, you know, jawing about how hot it was, whatever suburb they lived in?
Well, absolutely, because we're used to this kind of heat like in the desert in Palm Springs or something, but not in L.A. proper. And it was just like, you know, oh, are you going to go out or should we call in for pizza or whatever? And I'm like, Jesus, it's not like it's 20 below zero in Chicago or something, you know? They're watching the game tonight. They're like in parkas and stuff, you know? It's like 50 in Chicago, and we're still like 98 degrees, and it's like 9:30 at night. So it's pretty hot here, Kate.
Are they warning people? You know, usually when you get temperatures that high, it doesn't matter where you live, whether it's Dallas, Texas, or Phoenix, Arizona. They always talk about staying inside, make sure you're hydrated. Did you hear those kind of stories all day long on the news stations?
Absolutely. And even the freeway that you've been on to come and visit Casa Z, the 101 freeway in Ventura Freeway, had a fire right off the side of the freeway today that was sparked by something, and they were doing the drops with the huge helicopter drops of water right by the Thousand Oaks Civic Center, right off the 101 in Thousand Oaks, California. So that's the biggest fear, is that there's going to be some major fire damage, because, you know, we do have our share of kooks. And trust me, all they'd have to do is put a cigarette butt in Malibu could be gone. I mean, it's just so dry. It's because we have no humidity. It's not as humid as it gets in Dallas, because Dallas, you have to, you know, breathe that humidity. But here, it's like breathing a torch. It's just that dry heat. And trust me, 108, 109 degrees. I've had my air conditioning on all day long. I don't think it's turned off. It's been like on 77, and I don't think it's turned off all day.
Wow. Are they predicting more heat to continue, or is this just a fluke for one or two days?
Heat goes tomorrow. Heat is back tomorrow, and then it starts to diminish tomorrow night into Wednesday. By Wednesday, it should just be in the high 90s, like 98, 99, but the 108, the 109, 110 will be gone. I mean, just trust me when I tell you, LA, you know how LA is, Kate. If it's not 80 degrees and sunny and perfect, if it's cool and too much rain, people freak. If it's hot and too blistering hot, people freak. We like perfect. You know, we like perfect. 80 degrees, 5 miles an hour, south-southwest wind, little breeze, perfect. When it's not perfect, everybody absolutely freaks.
Boy, no kidding. Well, keep cool, my friend, and we wish everybody the best in California who's listening to us, because it sounds pretty brutal there, certainly in Los Angeles.
It's pretty
parts
brutal,
around.
But I see you're going to talk sports. Did you see that game, the Packers? 17 penalties, the most they've had in like
crazy
25 years. They
yeah.
should have won that game, don't you agree?
Yeah, but the penalties were the killer. You said it. I mean, that's amazing. It's worse than the Dallas Cowboys 2 weeks ago.
Absolutely. And my one other take on the Packers knew what they were doing when they got rid of Grandpa, because Aaron Rodgers is the real deal. he can outplay Brett Favre any day of the week. This guy can run, he can pass, he can throw. He's a great field general, and they really, truly did know what they were doing.
I agree. Aaron Rodgers, of course, fantasy football players were salivating at getting Rodgers on their roster, and you're right. He's gonna have an even bigger year as we get further through the heart of the schedule, I think. But I love how you called Brett Favre a grandpa, especially
when he's grandpa. You know, he truly is a grandpa in real life. His young daughter had a child, so he is a grandpa. And I'll tell you, these last couple of weeks, he's been looking like a grandpa. But I do have to say, you know, I'm a diehard Cowboy fan, and the boys did look better on Sunday. Domo was not Domo. He was a little bit of Romo. But hopefully the Cowboys can turn it around, so when I come out to Dallas for the Super Bowl, I can at least see the Cowboys.
Right. I'm going to say go Eagles on that note. Annie Zdarvich.
Wait a minute. You can't possibly think I'm going to let you mention anything about the Eagles when you let the dog killer back. Let the dog killer back.
Please.
The face of your franchise is a dog killer.
Please.
And you're going to talk to me about the Eagles?
He paid the price. He already did his penance. He went to prison, came out, and now he's doing charitable things
you
for the Humane Society.
The Michael Vick back that we know. He will either implode on the field or off. How much you want to bet? Bet it now, right now. He will implode on or off the field. How much you want to bet, Missy?
I will bet you a dinner at the Ivy. That's how sure I am he will not implode.
Dinner at the Ivy or dinner at Del Frisco's, Michael Vick before the end of the year will implode either on the field or off because a cat does not change its stripes and he has not changed. He's just suckered you people, and especially you people from Philadelphia who you don't care. You put Satan out there if he could win you a game, and you know that, Kate.
Oh, absolutely brutal. We've got to cut her off. Annie Zdarvich and her hot opinions. And she is very hot in Los Angeles. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
You're welcome, Kate. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. On that note, it's funny. You know, she's going back to Los Angeles and the fact of how hot it is. You heard Annie say that they're saying the same thing for the next day. And all you see on the news is they're just telling people, stay in if you can stay in. Turn off the lights when you leave a room. Be careful. She also mentioned the fact that they're worried about, because it's so dry, that there could be a fire that could bubble up somewhere if somebody throws even just a cigarette butt or whatever, and they're warning people of that. They've got those extreme heat and red flag fire dangers. I talked to somebody that I met during the day that had flown into our Dallas-Fort Worth area, which is, of course, where our satellite facility is for America Tonight, and he was coming from Orange County. He said it was like the runway was on fire. He really said it was almost like we took off and there was flames that he was worried were going to come from the back of the plane. That's how scary it is, and she's right about that. They're certainly not used to those kind of temperatures, but it's really the 114, when you hear 111 degrees in West Hollywood and Long Beach, 107, Santa Monica, 106, L.A. proper, the city that we mentioned at the top, 113. That is just crazy with those triple-digit numbers. Woo! What gives? And here we are rolling in to October. Stay with us coming up next because, hey, Halloween is right around the corner. We're going to talk to a man who owns the largest haunted house in the world. That's next on ATN.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House House Foods, Seychelles and Berkey Water Filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change Tea as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change Tea will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea.
So here we are, almost at Halloween. I love Halloween. I don't know what it is. It's the dressing up. And I was always into the scary thing. I love haunted houses. So how cool is it to have the man who created the biggest haunted house in the world, according to the Guinness Book of World Records? And trust me, these people measure. So in the book, Cutting Edge Haunted House in Fort Worth, Texas, is, yes, my friends, the largest. We have the owner, Todd James, with us here on ATN. Hey, Todd, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate your time.
Glad to be here.
Cutting Edge. Okay, so tell us all about this. First of all, how did you get started? How does one go into the business of creating a haunted house?
Oh, you just got to take the leap, I guess. Myself and a couple of friends from college and my brother and some help from my mom, we just decided we'd do a haunted house one day, and that was actually 20 years ago now. So I was a teacher at the time, and I decided to borrow everyone I knew. I borrowed everyone's credit cards, and there it was. Bought everything we needed and just started.
So when you start it, do you think of, like, scary movies, zombies? What can we put in this? What about trap doors? Is it about coming out of the darkness and scaring people? I'm sure everybody wanted to have a say. Everybody has, of course, different conceptions of what haunted is and what really scares them. So did you just brainstorm and come up with different ideas?
Well, sure, yeah. Every haunted house is different. It's like, every producer does a little different thing with their movies. Every haunted house is going to be very different, and everyone has a different concept. But our inspiration comes from everyone on staff. I mean, everyone from our cast members to security people. I mean, if it's a great idea, it's a great idea, and we use it. So inspiration for our event is all over the place, actually.
Tell us how big it is and how many people roughly a night go through your house.
It takes roughly an hour to get through, 55 to 65 minutes. We have about 100 actors. It takes about 175 people to run the place. We'll do anywhere between 500 to 800 people a night.
Wow. And even Halloween is, of course, a big time, but you do it other times of the year, too, right?
Oh, sure, yeah. We do. We've started doing all of the Friday the 13th that pop up throughout the years. We have a special thing that we do for Valentine's Day now. We found that some folks like to do things a little different besides the dinner and the, you know, the movie and the typical Valentine's Day fair. So that's been a real popular event for us, too. And this next spring, we're starting a new time frame, which will be a spring break. So we'll open for 3 weekends during the spring break time period also.
The actors that you hire, do you put them through the ropes? Do you have a little boo course or something that you teach them how you want them to handle people, that kind of stuff?
Absolutely. We put our actors through what we call Boo U or Boo University. And it's a course where we go in and we explain our philosophy of how we like our actors to act. And it's not a confined way of acting, but it's just sort of a set of parameters that we believe works really well as far as frightening people. And then we let our cast members develop their own sort of personality through their characters as they develop their character. But we definitely believe there's some very definable characteristics that make, you know, some of the horror classics that have been proven through a lot of the great franchise horror movies over time. So.
And this Boo U, is it certain ages, or are they mostly, is it teenagers, a little bit older than teenagers? Because we know actors run the gamut. Do you have all kinds of people working for you?
Oh, we have all kinds of people. I guess the prime demographic of our actors is going to be college age to a little older. But it does. It's all over the map. I mean, gosh, one of our best actors over the last 25 years was a gentleman. He started working for us when he was 65 and worked till he was, you know, almost 70. He was one of the best ever. And there are great ones at all ages, but, yeah, our core groups is college age.
So when somebody, they go through Boo U and they're going to embark on this adventure of working in the haunted house, their makeup and all the things that go along with that character, do you assign it to them or do they have some liberties there? How does that work?
Well, we have a full makeup department and, you know, we have 5 makeup artists that do all of our staff up every night, and all of our makeup artists are straight out of the movie industry. So have a really, really talented crew in that department. Then you go from makeup to a full wardrobe department. It's very, you know, it's very Broadway meets movies meets Halloween kind of production. There's a whole lot that goes into it and so much that goes on behind the scenes that it's kind of mind-boggling just to sit back and watch it work. I'm sort of amazed that we're able to pull it off. It's just such a large production.
You talked about teaching and then getting everybody's credit cards and trying to scrape together the money to do this. And now 20 years later, did you ever imagine it would become this big, Todd?
No. I had absolutely no idea. I always loved Halloween, and I thought this would be a stepping stone to be able to do a few other things I wanted to do musically. I was a band director, and I thought, you know, this would be a great fundraiser. I'll start this, and had no idea that it would grow into the, you know, the monster that it has, that it's grown into. It's been really an amazing ride.
And I mentioned at the top that the Guinness Book of World Records says that you are the largest haunted house. What was that moment like when they came out and officially said, okay, you got the record, buddy?
You know, that was a great night. We always knew we were one of the biggest, and it was really nice just to have them out to sort of verify that. But we take a lot more pride, and the Guinness thing is great, don't get me wrong, but we take a lot more pride really just in the quality of show that we put on. It wouldn't be, I mean, I guess it's one thing to be just, you know, the biggest, but if we weren't actually high quality and really proud of what we did as far as the, you know, the scare quality and the production and the sets and the makeup and the costumes, the Guinness wouldn't mean nearly as much.
So do you have, I love that you take, of course, the pride factor is huge, but do you have, like, fog machines and, I imagine, strobe lights and strobes and sound effects and all those little details? You have all that, I'm sure, in this house, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's gone so much farther than the basics that you just mentioned, the strobes and the strobing black lights and the fog machines. I mean, now we have full animatronic dinosaurs and, you know, creatures that are completely programmed. Creatures that chase you that are programmed, things that fly over your head that, you know, need cable pulleys and pistons and servo motors and animatronics programmed and, you know, PIR sensors and all sorts of little gadgets that it takes to run a place like this anymore. You know, back 20 years ago, things were a little simpler. Nowadays, the technology is, it's pretty fantastic.
And I can only imagine that some people, it sounds so realistic, they get scared to death. Do you have people that you have to find an exit for them, take them out, that kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. We actually keep little marks on the wall for everyone that has to leave early. And the cast is, I mean, they take great pride in making people leave before they finish the show. So it's a big deal for them to make someone exit early. And they call them scare outs. And every night, you know, our security pulls, you know, people that need to leave early out, and then they'll come, and then the cast room, it's on a board, and it's like, you know, ticks on a wall, and, you know, they add them up, and it's a really big deal for our cast.
I love that. Cutting edge haunted house. Do you jump into the fray? Because I imagine you like to scare people. Do you get involved occasionally with the actors?
Oh, absolutely. That's half the fun. Not nearly as much as I'd like to anymore, but it's so much fun to just act in a haunted house. I mean, if you've ever you know, if you've ever had an inkling to, I'd suggest that anybody that does, there's great haunted houses all over the place. You know, just go volunteer for a night because it's just a ton of fun.
Oh yeah, no kidding. Do you remember the first haunted house you ever went in?
I do.
How old were you?
I was 12, 11, 12. I do. I thought it was the coolest thing ever. I was at the State Fair of Texas, and I was walking up the Midway, and there was this huge house with smoke rolling out from under it, and, you know, like you said, fog machines and strobe lights, and I don't know. I just couldn't get away from it after that. I just thought it was the greatest thing ever.
And see, look, now you're doing it today, living out a childhood dream. You got to love that. Todd James, owner of the Cutting Edge Haunted House. Check it out, folks. Great stuff. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center's seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits 2 powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter iSafeBags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
End of this hour in sports shorts, the Bears beating the Packers on a last-second field goal. The Bears, we've got books to give away coming up in the upcoming weeks called The Bears. That's the name of the book. And I've just started paging through it. It looks like a pretty good read, and we're going to give away a bunch of copies of that book coming up in our, not this week, but the following week on Nail the Score. If you don't know anything about Nail the Score, you tune in Thursday/Friday morning in our third hour. Randomly, we pick the game of the week in the NFL. You call these digits, 800-259-5791, which you probably have tattooed someplace right on your arm. And you guess which game, or which team, rather, you think will win in that game and what the final score will be. And if you correctly nail that sucker, you end up having massive bragging rights. And, more importantly, you get the loot. You get the prizes that have been sitting there. There's like cobwebs on these prizes. I'm dying to give them away, but I can't break the rules. Somebody has to nail the score. All right, speaking of getting nailed, Rahm Emanuel is getting nailed because a lot of people were not high on Emanuel. I mean, obviously, Obama is and the Chicago cronies are. But the White House chief of staff is bailing, and the reason why is because he wants to run for mayor of Chicago. Once Daley said that he was gone, that he was done, obviously, and that was it, I think that's when Rahm Emanuel really started to decide, you know what, I'd like to go back home, be with my kids, and run for the mayor of the Windy City. So probably Friday is what they think. Boxes packed up. I mean, the White House hates that, but they have the leakiest White House in modern times. So 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, as much as they try to keep things tied down, for some reason it always floats out the doors. And the Rahm Emanuel rumor started weeks and weeks ago. It's just a question of whether it's going to be when it's going to be final or not. And the president is being asked this question a lot. He says it's up to Rahm. He's going to have to make a decision quickly because running for mayor in Chicago is a serious enterprise. I love that. Running for mayor in Chicago is a serious enterprise. Like, running for any of these other offices isn't a big deal. So, Emanuel is a Chicago guy. Like I said, he's part of that Chicago mob. And since he did the Congress thing, and since the longtime mayor, Daley, isn't running again, this gives him the opening. And what happens is if you're going to run for mayor, you got to get over 12,000 signatures to get on the February ballot. So he'd have to do that to get on the ballot. He'd have to step down and move on to be able to collect all the signatures he needs and just to get the word out, to make it official. Then it's a question of who comes in next. If he's on his way out, I guess they just move. Probably Pete Rouse is the guy that would probably be the guy that would step in, at least on an interim basis anyway. And then there's the shortlist, because this is a pretty serious job, supposedly, right? You know, I mean, the White House flack, Robert Gibbs certainly bills it that way, but no joke, I mean, the White House chief of staff is a big position. You're like the gatekeeper to the press. So possible replacements include Mark and New York's favorite Valerie Jarrett. She's part of the old crowd, too. Also, Ron Klain, who is the Vice President Joe Biden's chief of staff. And then there's a slew of others that make the list, too. But if he leaves, rest assured, whoever comes in next, I don't think is going to be, and I could be wrong, but I just don't think that that person is going to make quite the headlines that Rahm Emanuel made. Remember all the various comments, whether it was using the word retarded and infuriating a ton of people, or a couple of the other ways that he managed to get into the papers, into the upper folds of the papers, by some of the things that he said while he was in that position. So one less Chicago gang in the White House, because he's part of that whole group of people, obviously. And we'll see what happens when they decide to bring whoever it is that's going to be moved up to that spot. All right, let's get you caught up on a couple of other things. So the Rahm Emanuel thing politically is waving around in the wind. But speaking of politics, really the focus is on who's electable and who's not electable. And it's a tricky question, because how much stock do you put in the polls? And I say this all the time. We tell you what the polls say. Then there's the averages of the national polls. They mean something, or the politicians and the people that handle them wouldn't give a crap about what the likely voters think. There's a reason they're out there, to take the temperature, to try to see what happens. I mean, if somebody had a completely lopsided poll where the opponent was getting nothing, I mean, no percentage of anything, then I think they would feel pretty comfortable in the fact that they might have an easy ride into office. For example, Harry Reid is a great case study in this. Reid and Sharon Engel are neck and neck, according to a bunch of different polls. Well, at one point, she was like 15, 16 points behind him, and that's significant. Harry Reid, I think, was taking a rest, chilling, not worrying so much about whether or not he was going to be elected again as the senator, one of the senators from Nevada, because he's been there for 28 years. And Sharon Engel started to trip up on some of the stuff that she was asked, and it was looking bad for her. Now suddenly that's turned around. I would say the people in Harry Reid's camp are very, very concerned. I would say in Delaware they're keeping a close eye on what's happening to Christine O'Donnell. Right now she's trailing, and she's trailing in double digits to her opponent Coons, the Democrat who's running. But they're keeping a tight eye on whether or not those numbers switch, because you can believe if she were to get neck and neck, there'd be much more concern about the fact that she'd have a real shot at winning the spot. And she does. She still does anyway have a shot at that Senate seat, because I think of all the publicity and all the talk. And it's a funny thing. I believe that people are so furious, not just conservatives, Republicans, not just to the right I slant. A lot of Democrats are upset. For the first time in a long time that I can ever remember, I've heard some Democrats talk about wanting to just vote for the opposition. Vote for the Republican, I don't care, just vote the person out. And you can feel that anger. I mean, you really can. You can feel it almost anywhere you go. It's in the air. I don't want to call it fear, but you can feel the thickness of what's happening. So I think we're going to have a record voter turnout, and I think a few people that believe that they have their job locked are going to be surprised when they are packing up the boxes and putting away the pictures and the plaques and getting off of the Hill. Because I think a few people are going to lose their jobs who don't really think that the people running against them are electable. And the more negativity, the more that drum beats negative, like against Christine O'Donnell, I think the better chances those people have of getting elected. So it's going to backfire in who's ever running some of these campaigns. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello again, darling. Permission to come aboard, Captain.
Aye, aye, granted.
Okay. Darling, I have a question for you. Why are you so reluctant to use the nomenclature of what we should call those people from Chicago, which is the Chicago thugs? I mean, these people are nothing more than political gangsters, all the way from Obama down to the last little tiny person that they gave a job to from Acorn or wherever. And we're going to get rid of the whole damn crew. And Rahm running in Chicago, hey, there's a whole lot of Irish boys there and Polish boys that want to do payback. Bring it on, baby.
Yeah, I don't think Rahm's going to have as easy as a time as Obama and Valerie Jarrett and the rest of them. You're right. Think David Axelrod, all the Chicago people. I don't think he's going to have such an easy flow, because watching what happened as he was a congressman, you're right, and then watching what happened at the White House, abandoning ship and then trying to step into Daley's shoes, it could be a lot tougher, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Well, listen, I'll let you go and I'll listen to the rest. Very good show tonight.
All right, thanks, Dan. Appreciate it. You know, it's interesting. Yeah, there's a lot of names I could think of for the Chicago politics. I mean, you talk to the people in Chicago and they know. They cringe and they'll make comments about it, so it's no secret. I mean, not that that's not going on everywhere, but Chicago just has a black eye that they can't get rid of. I don't care what they put on it. They can pack the ice on it, and they can switch and change partners, but it doesn't matter. It constantly seems to just infect that city. There was a mayor there. Her name was Jane Byrne, and she was so hated that they did two, and this was in the late 70s, they did two covers of their Chicago magazine, one where she was smiling and one where she had a scowl. Like, she looked like a witch, a blonde-headed witch, and the one with the scowl sold more copies. I mean, there's something to that. And she's part of the lore that is Chicago. All right, coming up on the flip side, the little sports shorts. We're going to serve it up next.
Buy the case or buy the pallet. Sapaco SurePak MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sapaco SurePak MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport, and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sapaco SurePak MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sapaco supplier that's been in business since 1997. When you order your Sapaco SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
Topping sports shorts, it's almost like we need a moment of silence for George Blanda. And the reason why, for some of you young pups out there, you know why? Because this guy was an incredible, incredible football player. He played longer than anybody in the great game, in the history of the game. He racked up the most points. He actually put points on the board in a career that went for four decades. How many people that are in the game now could ever hope to play four decades? Mostly he played with the Bears and the Oakland Raiders. People really think of him as far as being a Raider. He died Monday. He was 83 years old. He retired a month short. It's a month before his 49th birthday. That's unheard of. If I went to any of the players in the NFL and we interviewed them and I said, geez, how long do you think you'll be playing for? Guarantee none of them would say, I'm going to try to make it to 50, maybe 49. But that's what happened with Blanda. He was that kind of guy. And it was before the 76th season. He did 10 years with the Bears, part of one with the Colts, seven with the Oilers, and his final 9 years with the Raiders. And most people think of him as a Raider. He was in four Pro Bowls, the points that I was talking about, 2002 points. Of course, he was a Pro Football Hall of Famer. That's a given. He was inducted back in 81. What's interesting is he kicked 335 field goals and 943 extra points. I love these stats. He ran for 9 TDs. He threw for 236 more. I mean, this guy did it all. So he was kicking and throwing. He was scoring touchdowns. He was the all-around warrior, like I said. It's funny, too, if you looked at all of the yards that, you know, people talk about stats. It's like fantasy football. You can't get enough of the stats. How many TDs? How many yards? He threw for over 26,000, almost 27,000 yards in his career. And he holds the Pro Football record with the 277 interceptions. That's a given. He did hold on to that until Brett Favre, who our first guest referred to as the grandpa, passed him in 2007. So George Blanda, oh, what an icon he was, and he leaves a lasting impact, I think, on the great game of football, no doubt about it. I mentioned that when we were going to go to sports, that there's a big Monday night finish. And it certainly was. I don't think the Packers thought that this was going to happen, but the Bears forced, this is it. This is what you do in football. They forced a key fumble, so they win on a late field goal. I mean, this is huge for the Bears. Yet another win for Chicago. And Aaron Rodgers, you know, he throws an interception. He has a touchdown. He has 316 yards. The other side of things, you know, you look at what Chicago was doing in that game. Cutler throws for 221 yards. Brian Urlacher forced a key fumble. They were so concerned about him coming back and what was going to happen with him. I mean, he is a stud for them, no doubt. And Chicago was able to take advantage of it. And they did that by the Packers also shooting themselves in the foot with the penalties. All total, they had 18 penalties. So look at the Bears. They're 3-0, and they're on top of the NFC North. The Packers go to 2-1. It's still so early in the season. I mean, it's easy to look at what the upcoming matchups are and decide whether or not a team is toast. But I think it's way too early in the game. That's why it's way too early to say no one's going to win, nail the score, because we have a ton of games, and I am positive. I'm putting the good feelings out there that somebody's going to be able to nail the score in the upcoming weeks. All right, I was pretty happy, I have to admit. I mean, flat out, I'm a Philadelphia Phillies fan. My first professional game I went to was the Phillies and the Mets, and the funny thing was, I was all of 6 years old, and I was in Shea Stadium with my father and my family, and we were watching the Mets and the Phillies. But I wanted the Phillies to win, and I cried when the Phillies lost to the Mets. So since then, I've been a lifelong fan of this team, and boy, what an ending for the Philadelphia Phillies. Take a listen to what happened to them in this last game.
The windup, the 1-2, swing and a miss, he struck him out, and it's over! The Phillies are the National League Eastern Division champions for the fourth consecutive year!
It was fun, but it's only going to get funner, so, boy, it's, you know, it's a dream come true, and I'm looking forward to keeping going with it.
I feel great, I feel super. I feel like we got one step of it. I mean, we got one of the biggest steps. Now we got a couple more. We said we got the first round of playoff, and then we got second round, and then we got the World Series. So we got three more steps. We got a big one tonight.
And that's Charlie Manuel, of course, the manager for the Phillies. Roy Halladay was just crazy excited. He was in the middle of that melee, the celebration, one that he wanted to be in the middle of for a very long time. And so this is big, big, big for him. And the Phillies are NL East champs. Again, you heard the call there for the fourth consecutive year, and they are headed to the playoffs. Halladay, by the way, gives up just two hits. He gets his 21st win, and it was a big one. His fourth shutout, ninth complete game. And the Phillies did an 8-0 victory dance over the Washington Nationals. They wrap it up with five games to go. They've got the best record in the league. They've got home field advantage throughout the postseason. And remember, the NL won the All-Star game. So if, depending on where they go, of course, they'll also have that advantage. That's the given for anyone in the NL when they go to the World Series, that's what you get, that advantage being in the National League, getting the home field advantage. So, bravo. Do we have some applause for my Philadelphia Phillies? Oh, yeah. Good stuff. And it's interesting, too, for this show, because, you know, we talk about who we root for and all that sort of stuff. Matt Johnson, we know, is all about Minnesota, so he's a Vikings fan, and he's definitely, absolutely a Twins fan. It's exciting for the Twins again because they've got a really good team. The Phillies, I think, have their best team, despite winning the World Series a couple of years ago and then losing last year, of course, to the Yankees. I think this is the best team that they've had. Let's see how far of a run they make it, maybe the World Series. Imagine if it was the Twins and the Phillies. And you just don't know. You're not sure of the matchups yet. We don't know that at this point. That could make a difference. And, you know, postseason play, guys, you know this, whether it's baseball, football, whatever we're talking about, it's a whole different animal. It's very, very different once you get into the postseason. The play is just, to me, it just seems so much elevated because you're playing for keeps, and this is it. After this incredibly long season, everything that you go through, this is it. This is for all the marbles, and I know that they're buzzing in Philly already. I've seen some of the headlines, and same thing in Texas because the Texas Rangers, after a decade, they're back in the playoffs. They couldn't be more excited to win the AL West, and I already mentioned, obviously, the Twins. Matt, what are the headlines like in Minnesota? Because now you're battling with the Vikings for top billing in the newspapers anyway. So I'm sure on Sundays and leading up to the game, a lot of the talk is about the Vikings, but I have to believe that the Twins have people really excited, especially in a new stadium.
Yeah, they've kind of taken a slight backseat since we're getting into the heart of football season. But the Vikings have a bye week coming up, and the playoffs are going to start next week, so it's going to really heat up then for the Twins. But right now, we've already clinched. We're just kind of setting up, having a lot of players sit out, actually, with some minor injuries, just getting everyone healthy. So Twins are a slight backseat right now.
All right, so, see, football, baseball, football rules really just slightly over America's pastime, which would be baseball. All right, this is a done deal, according to Colts president Bill Polian. He believes that the debate over that whole 18-game NFL season is done and that an expanded schedule will soon become a reality. The competition committee for the NFL and some former league executives, including Bill Polian, twice said that he expects the NFL to stretch that season by the two games. He calls it a fait accompli, meaning it's a done deal, basically. Woo! Two more games on the schedule. More football.